This painting is called Naked Boy, Part 1. It tells the story of the first half of the Gospel according to Mark. In the center of the painting, you'll notice a large lake. This is the Sea of Galilee. All the stories in Mark chapters 1 through 9 take place around this lake in a 3-year period of Jesus' public ministry. The painting is arranged like a map, and if you follow the stories in the order they are written, you will go back and forth across the lake, up into the mountains, and into the territories surrounding Galilee. The Gospel of Mark begins with an announcement from the Old Testament prophet Isaiah. You can see him in the very bottom left corner. He speaks about John the Baptist, who is just to the right. John is dressed in camel's hair and has insects buzzing around his head because he ate locusts and wild honey. I'm sure you can tell I'm not a trained artist. I used to be embarrassed about this. But I realize my purpose is different than most artists. I want to create works of art that help you experience the stories of the Bible visually. I want the people of the Bible to come alive as you use your imagination to see them with fresh eyes and from a new perspective. The way I make my paintings is to pay attention to what the Bible says and then put those details into the picture. That way I can accurately remember the stories. So to the right of John the Baptist on the bottom, in the bottom center of the painting, you can see Jesus being baptized. The Holy Spirit, which looks like a dove, is descending upon him. In my two naked boy paintings, Jesus always wears light blue and has a white sash. In fact, all of the main characters wear distinct clothes so you can pick them out in each scene. After his baptism, the Holy Spirit sends Jesus into the desert, where he encounters wild animals. Can you see their glowing eyes? And the angels come and minister to him. At first, I didn't know how to paint this part of the story, but then I had the idea of making the wild beasts be the invisible ones and making the angels bigger and closer. To me, this shows how God is nearer to us than all the scary things in the world. Now the story jumps to the top of the lake where Jesus calls his first disciples to follow him. You can see Peter and Andrew on the shore with their fishing nets. They are both dressed in orange. James and John in green are offshore in the boat with their father. Jesus tells them that if they follow him, he will make them fishers of people. That's one of the themes of the first half of Mark: fishing for people around the Sea of Galilee. I'd love to show you scene by scene through the painting, but that would take hours. I'll mention one other interesting fact I noticed through my painting of the Gospel. In the middle of the left side of the lake, you can see Jesus sitting in an anchored boat. He's teaching people on the shore. One of the things he tells them is called the parable of the sower. Behind the crowd, you can see that parable with the farmer in a yellow hat throwing seeds on the ground. Some of the seeds are eaten by birds, some fall on rocks, and others are choked by weeds. But some seeds are planted in good soil and produce a big crop. This is a familiar parable to many people and has much to teach us. But what I find especially interesting is what happens right after the teaching. Jesus and his friends sail across the lake. Can you find the three boats under the moon shining on the water? Jesus is asleep on a green cushion. After the disciples set sail to cross the lake, a big storm comes up and nearly swamps their boats while Jesus is still asleep. In desperation, the disciples wake Jesus and watch, amazed, as he commands the wind and waves to be still. But now something else happens that I find very interesting. They land the boats on the other side of the lake, down in that yellow area. This territory is called the Decapolis, which in Greek means 10 cities. The Jews avoided this area because it was where the pagans lived. When Jesus arrives, a naked man who lives in the caves runs out to meet him. This man is called Legion because he is tormented by many demons and no one has been able to help him. He roams around day and night, crying out and cutting himself with stones. But now he falls at the feet of Jesus, and Jesus sets him free. He sends the demons, which look like black birds in my painting, into more than 2,000 swine who run off the cliff and drown in the lake. Here's what I want you to think about. The day Jesus meets Legion, he's teaching about, the day before Jesus meets Legion, he's teaching about seeds and good soil. Then he goes across the lake to a region Jews would consider bad soil. But Jesus goes there to plant one good seed. That good seed is a naked, tormented, homeless man whose life is transformed. Legion wants to go with Jesus, but Jesus tells him to go home to his friends and tell them how much the Lord has done for him. Then, just a few chapters later in Mark, Jesus returns to the Decapolis, where a large crowd gathers to listen to his teaching. After spending 3 days together, Jesus knows that if he sends the people home hungry, they might collapse on the way. So he takes all the food he has, 7 loaves of bread, and miraculously feeds 4,000 people. Truly the seed Jesus plants in Legion bears an amazing harvest.